So it is a succession program where I look at holistic care. So I take the medication and the medical out of it and look at people as people and how, and I educate and support them to improve their lifestyle, and I do it with them, not to them, which is the traditional medical idea of doing things.
So six sessions.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So I look at, I bring them in once a month and I do goal setting and I do cooking with them and we do art and connection to country. And I swap things like exercise for movement and use what's around me to support those people to have a better lifestyle.
How many people have been part of the program so far?
So I've had 37 as part of the program so far, and I have another six that are currently in the program.
Why this approach, Roshoni? Why? I mean, we'll talk a bit more about the results in just a moment, but why do you think this approach is working?
Because it's very different. I'm actually walking alongside my patients rather than telling them what to do. I'm empowering them to make those changes for themselves with support.
Tell me a bit about the results you're seeing. What impact has this program had?
So people are becoming healthier. Their diabetes has less of an impact on them. They're reducing their medications. They're losing weight. And they're connecting with the people around them and becoming more part of the community. Their mental health is improving.
Yeah. What other results are you seeing as part of this? I mentioned the role that culture is playing in this too. Tell me about that.
So when I came to Coleraine O'Brien, I came from Central Northern Territory, so where there is a lot of culture and traditional ways. And when I came here, I found that this was not completely lost, but it wasn't a big part of their lives. And that really shocked me. So when I started asking the question, there was a lot of white settlement involvement in this community and a lot of sadness because people had been taken away from their families and the stolen generation is very much very real here still. So connecting with those people that knew what traditional foods and culture was and bringing that back alive to be a part of the people in this community.
How rewarding has this been for you?
It's been hugely rewarding. I love my community and I'm very connected in my community. So to see my community becoming well and taking health by the horns and doing it for themselves is gives me great joy in my job and in my personal life too.
Roshoni Kane is with us this morning, a proud Bundjalung woman who's created this new program of diabetes management. She's a clinical services manager for the Healthy Communities Foundation and is speaking to us here on ABC New England Northwest. Roshoni, can this program be adapted to look at other chronic illnesses or diseases?
Yes, the model can be adapted. I just chose diabetes because that was such a huge problem in my community. But it could be adapted to lung disease or heart disease, or it could actually be adapted as a preventative measure rather than trying to reduce the problems that these chronic diseases cause. And you could use it with any nationality, with any culture, or people without culture, anywhere in the world.
What feedback do you get from those that have been part of this program? What are they saying to you?
They're saying to me that this has changed their lives, that it's changed their children's lives, their family's lives, their auntie's lives, their uncles. They're connecting more with their community and they're doing it for themselves now. They are going and talking to their neighbours and going talking to their friends and having meals together and teaching each other, which is ultimately what I wanted to see.
Had you heard stories before this, Roshoni, about health outcomes for that community, for Coleraine O'Brien, and what some people were facing because of lack of access, or whether that's to support or medical professionals or even medication?
I think that the health outcomes are very well documented in state and federal research. So when I actually looked at that, the health outcomes for rural and remote in general is very poor. And this community was no different. So being able to come in and be supported by my community to improve those health outcomes for them was a really amazing thing.
Mm. Roshoni, what are the plans for the future of this program? Do you just keep doing new intakes? And what could the future hold here?
So, yes, I will continue to do this new intakes, and I take on somebody that's newly diagnosed. I'd like to expand it into other areas. And I think that we need to do further research, and I'm hoping that the federal government and by research grants will support this so that it can be spread all over the country and potentially all over the world.
Oh, Roshoni, it's been so lovely to have you on board this morning. Thanks so much for joining us to talk about this program, what you've started and some of the outcomes for the Coleraine Bri community. Thanks for your time today.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.